Order, order.
Select committee report.
The Countering Terrorist Fighters legislation bill, introduced under urgency and rushed off to Select Committee, aims to increase surveillance powers for the country's spy agencies. The Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee was given less than a week to consider the bill, and the public were allowed one day to enter submissions on it. The shortened period for public consultations on the bill was a recurring concern during Law Society President Sir Geoffrey Palmer's submission on it on Thursday.
You will appreciate that there has been time constraint here. I'm not clear how a proper construction of the legislation would apply to that situation. I would need time to consider it. From the Law Society's point of view, it is highly undesirable to pass legislation of this character under urgency.
The urgent nature of the legislation was a source of questions to Sir Geoffrey from Labour Party committee member Phil Gough.
Have you suggested draft legislative changes to back up the points that you've made? Because the Law Society is often capable of doing that.
Mr. Gough, I regret to say that the pressure that we've been under has precluded that.
We gave you till February next year. Would you be able to do it?
Well, of course, that is in the hands of the Parliament.
Yeah, a very, very diplomatic answer.
Mr. Gough also questioned the urgency in light of overseas precedents.
Given that the threat levels are much higher in both Australia and the United Kingdom, yet they have found time to spend weeks, sometimes months, considering parallel legislation, that actually we should... We do need to spend that extra time, and is the threat, in your view, so high that we need to rush it through in this short period of time?
So, Geoffrey, just before you answer that, can I just wrap a little bit of context?
Committee Chairman Mark Mitchell.
Those countries do operate at a much higher level of, much higher threat level.
That's my point.
That New Zealand does, so they already have a much more robust set of complex legislation in place to deal with that, whereas we're starting at a much lower level.
Geoffrey Palmer said urgent laws still needed careful consideration.
It is really important to what I call front-end load legislation, so that you look at it really closely before you pass it. Where legislation is rushed, it often goes wrong.
Law Society President and former Prime Minister Sir Geoffrey Palmer. And also making a submission on the bill was Privacy Commissioner John Edwards. He pointed to several potential problems with the bill, including the granting of access to customs data to spy agencies.
I'm concerned that by simply adding an authorisation for the Security Intelligence Service to access all data that customs has at its disposal, the Security Intelligence Service will have greater powers than the Customs Service to access that data. At the moment, passenger name record data is available for search 14 days before arrival and 14 days after. So there's a 28-day window. And this is because the passenger record manifests involve international obligations and collaboration with airlines and with other jurisdictions, so there are commonly agreed rules.
Mr. Edwards said that could lead to an undesirable world first.
There is a possibility that New Zealand would be seen as an outlier in giving security service access unimpeded to information which the Customs Service itself would be required to obtain a warrant for.
Privacy Commissioner John Edwards. The committee also heard submissions on Friday, including one from activist Valerie Morse.
I am angry at the continued arrogance of this government in passing this bill. And I am really sick and tired of the intelligence services in this country getting more and more and more powers of surveillance. The police broke the law, they get more surveillance powers. The GCSB broke the law, and they get more surveillance powers. And now the SIS participates in a political smear campaign, and they get more surveillance powers. What utter contempt you must hold all of us, all of the people of New Zealand. This bill is a vile assault cloaked in fear and racism.
Activist Valerie Morse with that submission on the Countering Terrorist Fighters legislation bill, which is due to be reported back to the House from the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee by Tuesday, December 2nd. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.